Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, you know what? Kendrick Perkins may have started something here. We need to have too many white MVP awareness month. Too many white MVPs awareness month. February's taken, right? Black History Month, right? November is already taken with breast cancer awareness. Is October or November? Oh, Movember. That's right. It's Movember. October is breast cancer awareness.
Women's month is now March.
March is women's month? Well, how did they take
or
that
no,
over?
Maybe it's April right Wait now. It's, yeah, we're in the middle of it now.
I didn't know they took over March, those people.
Yeah, they're March or April, something like that. And then what about May when some of the voting's going down for...
We could have... Too many white MVP awareness month?
Or April, if we can get rid... April's the NFL draft, so I hate to make that also bring awareness to white MVPs. In your words, Kendrick Perkins brought awareness to the issue.
Yeah. So what do we wear? Yeah. We wear all white, or should we wear black?
I wouldn't wear all black. Co-op that. First of all, it's Bob Huggins' look. Well, it used to be Huggins' look.
Well,
when he was in Cincinnati with the Bearcats,
wasn't he wearing black in here the other day?
He had West Virginia stuff on.
I know, but was it black? I think it was black.
But they're blue and gold.
Yeah, but you can still wear black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he was bringing awareness to white MVPs.
White MVPs.
I don't know, but we've got to do something about this problem. You've had Jokic. You've had Steve Nash. Heard Kendrick Perkins, Dirk. Like none of them actually were born in America.
No, but they're white.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to disagree with that. Larry Bird, years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's been just a massive issue moving forward. So
too many white MVPs month.
And it's kind of slept under until Kendrick brought it up. We were like, hey, I didn't realize how many white MVPs there have been. There have been like literally four since 80, since 1980.
Yeah.
There's been four different players in 42 years. This is a massive issue. Now, granted, there's been multiple MVPs for
But
now that I know it's an issue, like now that Kendrick has brought
awareness. Well, now that we have an awareness month.
Now that Kendrick's brought attention to the problem and we've created an awareness month, is it going to be a pen? Is it going to be a ribbon? Is it going to be a wristband of some sort? Is it going to be a drink at Starbucks?
Are players going to decorate their shoes?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know what's. I'm not even going to guess what's on the shoe. Don't want to play that game.
The circle with white MVP and then the circle with the slash through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, here's the difference. Like, I could put a game of cornhole, like, on the shoe because that's kind of a white guy thing, right? Throwing the beanbags into the cornhole. Yeah, that feels like a white guy thing. You play at bars and, I mean, at, like, outdoor patio bars and also at tailgates, I guess.
Isn't there a black comedian that does a whole routine on cornhole?
Probably. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but that feels like maybe a white guy awareness thing. But that I is don't.
A,
but
well, listen, see, it's a very white game.
Yeah, but that doesn't feel like Dirk. Like, Dirk's not playing cornhole. Jokic isn't playing cornhole.
You don't know that?
Nah, I don't think so. If I were in Jake chances, it'd be Jake MVP chances that they play cornhole for me.
What?
That they play cornhole on a regular basis?
I think
Dirk is the only – I mean, Steve Nash, I'm not speaking for Canadians. They're too much like us.
Yeah.
Canadians. But, they're just like us.
But Germans? Germans are like us, too.
Both of them drink beer. Like, is a big stein of beer?
Warm beer.
Is that like a... Could you put that on your shoe and White People Awareness winning MVP award?
I just think we need to bring awareness to this situation that we're
in. No, yeah. Kendrick thought so. And you believe, in your words, that him bringing awareness to this... I don't know if you called it a problem or the situation.
Yeah.
That has won it for Embiid. I think it might be Embiid's game and play. It's been really good.
Well.
That helped, but you're right. Maybe when he brought awareness to this issue, like, I didn't realize that so many white guys had won
MVPs. Way too many white
guys. I didn't realize there was a voting discrepancy.
Well, and... And ordering him out of white voters. Well, he was off on that, too.
He was off a little bit. It's 80%, he said. I think it's 67.
Yeah, right. Right, right. But there are more. And you know what? Whitey got it. We got to stop Whitey here. Okay? We got to stop Whitey from winning all these NBA MVP awards. Because it's an issue out there. It's an issue.
Well, like I said.
Hey, we got a Bitcoin call.
I guess you'll take it.
Yeah, no. I mean, does it get any more interesting than it was yesterday, talking about Bitcoin?
We had a lot of Bitcoin talk yesterday.
All right, Marcus.
Today we talked about Chilean baseball players. MVP awareness. Jake Meyer's stat conversion versus other sports stats and potential.
Possibilities, right? Yeah. Right. Let's get Marcus.
Probabilities.
Marcus, what you want to talk
more,
about? Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, yep.
Okay, I'll answer it for you in 15 seconds or less.
All right.
Bitcoin is like, when it first started, you could answer the math problems very simply on your small home computers, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like answering math problems. Now that it has gotten so, and once you answer the math problems, you get to unlock the block on the chain and get the coin out. Now that so many people are doing it, and now that as you continue on, the math problems get harder and harder and harder.
RJ, why you got a face like that? Why is your face like that, RJ? You act like you smell something that smells bad in there.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa, turn it off.
RJ, you can't leave the actual room. Okay.
He left.
Do you have this in Jake Meyer's?
Okay.
Stats.
Is there anything
is
less
there any conversion
than Bitcoin?
I just don't understand. Like that sounds like you're playing a game where you beat the boss level and a
right.
If you Donkey beat a
Kong.
Level, yeah.
You beat
a level and then you get a coin for beating a level is what you made it sound like.
Right. And then you go.
I mean, Marcus, it's not nothing against you or anybody with Bitcoin. It's just not my jam. I don't really get it. Like I don't understand conceptually the idea. And I don't need to know. I can buy it if I want to or not buy it.
Well, for those of you that weren't
here yesterday,
I'm not going
to try to mine. If you're trying to get me to mine Bitcoin, it's you don't have to worry. I'm not going to mine
any.
No,
what?
Are you going to mine Bitcoin?
I couldn't answer the simplest of math questions, let alone a bit caught of mine Bitcoins out of it. I mean, goodness gracious.
You're dealing with – I'm a simple man, Jack.
So for those of you that weren't here yesterday – we asked the question, what the hell? How do you get Bitcoin?
Well, somebody said, I think it might have been Marcus, said, hey, he said Rodney yesterday. It might be the same guy. I don't know. But he said, you guys clearly don't know anything about what you're talking
right.
about with Bitcoin. And he was right.
He's
that guy
dead
was
on.
Definitely right.
No, he couldn't be more right. We don't know anything about how to mine or why. Or what Bitcoin is.
Now, I do appreciate trying to explain it in simpleton terms to us. Like, okay, let's just say simple, your home computer. He tried to your calculator.
You solved the math
and
problem,
now,
and it gives you a coin.
And now you need a supercomputer, and then you can get more Bitcoins. Like, okay. Still, the concept is just, I don't understand the concept, but I don't care that much.
Bitcoin
I'm not going
segments
to,
are both the worst and the best.
I know. It can
I don't
be both.
See where it could be both.
It can be both.
I got it. Jake Meyer's MVP. Okay? That's how low
those are the odds of you mining for Bitcoin.
And those are the odds of me ever wanting to talk about
you
it
You don't
again.
Even see our text messages on your phone in the Glory Boys text string. How are you going to spend the time – to mine for Bitcoin?
I'm too busy. I can't mine. I got too many.
Have you, do you own Bitcoin?
I got too many.
You ready? This,
to
this is going to blow you away, Marcus. Do you have any Bitcoin?
I do.
And I used to.
As soon as I bought it, it went.
Yeah, but it's going to go really high.
I own. No. Because, do I have any Bitcoin? I have 0.0001
yeah, right. Everybody
Bitcoin.
Does. Okay. Do you think in 10 years that we're going to pay for everything in Bitcoin?
No.
I don't either.
I know.
Do you know what Bitcoin people think?
Yes.
Yes.
This is the, that's going to be how our currency. And it's not.
Or Ethereum or any number
of. I'm pretty sure
or
the dollar Doge and the pound coin. And the yen are still going to be around in
or
10
Litecoin.
Years.
Possibly like I've had a little piece of Litecoin before.
How about Ethereum?
Everything that I've ever purchased has gone into the toilet.
Yes.
Almost immediately.
Well, you got NVO and that.
No, that's not Bitcoin.
Oh, no, that's not. It's a stock.
Yeah.
But most of the stocks that you touch turned to crap.
How about
too.
NFTs? Boy, they took off.
Oh, yeah, the whole NFTs. Anything that is just poof, here it is. You know what? You know what it's worth?
Okay, listen, guys.
Poof, nothing.
Could somebody explain NFTs to us? 713.
No.
You don't want to do an NFT segment?
There's JG's math. JG's math. There were two broads and three Coors Lights. Three Coors Lights are gone. How many broads are left? None.
That's
none.
True.
If the Coors Lights
that
are gone.
That like your math.
That's my math. Okay. 815 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3700.
Oh, hey, by the way, Brandon Ally at 9 o'clock from S2, no. Cognitive Recognition. This is now that they did a piece on it. Somebody had an article that came out, and now everyone's trying to get this guy for an interview. I spent 45 minutes on the phone talking. This is going to be fascinating. This is not brand new, but this group, S2, that you're going to start hearing a lot about, they're working with baseball teams. They're working with NFL teams. And he's going to explain how this cognitive processing, this is stuff that all of you can take when you're younger. You can take it right now. If you were, any of us could take this test. It's not an IQ test, but it is how quick your mind and your eyes process, which is extremely important for quarterbacks. And it has become somewhat predictive for quarterbacks in different ways. Not necessarily that the highest scores automatically are good players, but good players typically tend to have high scores. And, that's all I'll say. I know some of the scores that are out there, and I think it could have an impact on this draft. But we'll talk to Brandon at 9 o'clock.
Did you see this? We talked about Bitcoin yesterday, and Bitcoin went up 10% yesterday.
Just
because of us talking about it. Holy crap.
Let's talk about
Disney next.
Okay.
We got a lot of that.
And let's talk about DraftKings. What are your thoughts on DraftKings?
DraftKings
it's one of the hottest stocks going.
And do you love to go to Disneyland? Next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, listen, do you love to look better? Do you love to feel better? Do you want to be more attractive to the opposite or the same sex? I don't care what sex it is. All I know is that you can feel better at 975medspa.com. 975medspa.com. Amy's doing wonderful things for guys. Listen, spas aren't only for women, okay? You want to, in a matter of fact, the girls were asking me, Dad, have you ever gotten a facial? Have you ever done anything with your skin on your face? No, I've never done anything. Well, you need to. Everybody needs to, especially if you're out in the sun a bunch. Your face is, there's so many things in your face that you need to fix. And Amy can do that. She does that all the time, every single day, as a matter of fact. She's got a great team that's going to take care of you, guys and girls. You want to lose weight? They've got an unbelievable method that's getting unbelievable results right now. You want to get rid of that hair on the back of your back and in your ears and all of that, places that you don't want hair? Yes, you want to get rid of that. What you need is 975medspa.com. You want to bring your girl on a date there? Yeah. How about that? We go to the spa together. That's awesome. Beautiful place, wonderful, and it's all happening right now at 975. You want to feel better, look better, feel younger, be more attractive, 975medspa.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. I've lived in life this far. Pour my heart out on bar stores. Poker with no recollection. Way too few impressed to even mention. Cali been too crowded, I think I should move. Thinking like the Mississippi could be smooth. The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst, You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Art is obsessed with my shoes for some reason. Never mind all this. What kind of shoes did JG get for Easter? I don't know what kind of shoes they are, Art. I don't know why you're obsessed with my shoes. Okay? I have no idea. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. White MVP Awareness Month, sponsored by FTX and Jake Myers Vorp. Okay. Why is Jake Myers catching
That's
it?
That's not
this
a
morning?
Brand. Jake Myers Vorp
Poor
is
Jake
not a
Myers
brand.
Jake Myers catching it for no reason on this show. Jake Myers is just minding his own business. You know who else is minding his own business? Why Hendon Hooker does here's a headline, and let me ask you this. Why Hendon Hooker doesn't make sense for the Lions?
Why he doesn't make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Hendon Hooker, in your opinion, make sense to the Lions?
Sure, not in the first round, but yeah.
Do you know, I really think they really like Goff. They really like Goff.
I think they're happy with his season last year. Yeah. Yes, I think that's accurate.
Yeah. I don't know
about really like Goff.
No, I mean, I don't think – I think they're out of the QB market. Certainly with the sixth pick, they're not in the market.
I wouldn't draft quarterback. I mean, Lions have a chance to make a big jump quickly. Aaron Rodgers is out of that division. You're already on the come up. You got a sixth pick.
How about the 18th pick?
Yeah, but see, I mean, I would wait. I would wait. Detroit also has picks in the second round. They have two picks in the second round.
What if somebody jumps up and grabs Hendon Hooker and you really like him?
Well, just have a spot where you're – if you really like him, then package your 2 seconds and move to the back half of the – to the back end of the first round. Get the extra year on it. And if he goes earlier than that, then c'est la vie. But if he doesn't, maybe you say, you know what, let's package our 2 seconds and move into the first and get their fourth-round pick and let's get Hendon Hooker. Okay. Then all of a sudden you've done that.
In the 20s? Hendon Hooker will be there in the
20s. Like 20, you know, 20. Go find a team like Minnesota might be interested at 23, but
yes,
you can get at it like maybe look at 23. Minnesota might want to get out of there and get a couple because they don't have – Minnesota has only 5 draft picks this year. So they might be interested in adding 2 seconds this year.
Or they might be interested in adding Hendon Hooker.
Yeah, no, they could. They could.
Yeah.
But there's teams who like to get out of the first round. Every year there's teams who like to get out of the first round.
The Lions could take a big step. The Lions could win that division this year. The Lions could win that division. They were a much better football team. A much better football team this year.
Yes.
And they made a lot of good moves. They have made a lot of good moves. And they're picking well. They could come together for Detroit in a hurry. So, I don't see them drafting quarterback. I think you add some more defensive line help. Holy crap! They'll be like the Commanders were supposed to be.
Yeah,
with that defensive line.
Yeah,
if Chase Young was healthy all the time.
I understand the idea, but you got to believe Hendon Hooker is your quarterback of the future.
Yeah.
If you make that move, because that's a valuable commodity, a first rounder. At the 18th pick. I mean, they could stand to add more cornerback help. They could stand to add another linebacker. Detroit, they need defensive line help. They need a tight end. Like, you could get a lot better you could use another wide receiver. There's some help you could stand
I like
to get.
ESPN is spreading it around a little. One of the things that is caught the attention this morning of the show before ours was that Adam Schefter is promoting the fact that Arizona's catching a lot of phone calls from teams around the league for that number 3 pick.
Yeah.
If the Texans don't take quarterback there, if they don't take quarterback, that Arizona 3rd pick is going to be very valuable.
It's going to be – you're going to get the same type of deal that you got for Ryan Poles got for the 1 pick, I think.
Yeah.
Because then it's a rush to get Stroud.
Stroud, yeah.
Or well, if it's Young, the Texans will 100% draft Young. If it's Stroud and they don't draft him, then there will be – now, that brings up the question. Well, if that's the case, then the Texans need to be taking calls.
Yes.
And that's true.
No.
But, listen, but okay, but are you willing to fall back to seven? I would be willing to fall back to seven.
Yes.
Would you be willing to fall back to the Titans at 11?
No.
Because it's 11 or because it's a division team?
Both. I think both play into it. I don't want the Titans getting 11. No.
What about the Falcons at 8?
Falcons at 8 makes sense. But I don't see that, do you?
No.
No. I don't see that. And I certainly ain't trained with the Colts. No way.
So you wouldn't trade him to a division team, no. Even if they gave you a bunch?
No.
What if you think that he's not a good quarterback? Don't you want him in your division?
Well, obviously, I don't think he's a good quarterback. He's not as attractive. Honestly, I think Mulugeta has to play into this.
Do you know what one of the favorite things for teams to say? I hope he's in our division. Like, I'll bring up a player and, like, he's a good player. And if a scout or an evaluator disagrees with me, yeah, good. I hope he ends up in our division.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate slam of a player is I hope he's in our division. what if the Texans have C.J. Stroud third on their board? We know D'Amico has said they like a couple. By the way, everyone has been really focusing on D'Amico. Ryan said we got a couple board quarterbacks we like. Let me just tell you how this can work. You never want to give up leverage and say, well, we have it, one guy, and that's it, the rest of them. Because if teams think you make yourself weak then.
Yeah.
Because then teams know they can target you. Then Carolina knows they can target you. I am curious. I told you what would happen. Bryce Young would be the next guy up, and you'd hear all this Bryce Young stuff. And I am wondering right now if this is part of, you know, the best player is Bryce Young, and he should be the first pick. But I'm wondering now if all the Carolina Bryce Young stuff, if any of that is Carolina. I mean, no one from Carolina told me that. But if they're kind of putting that out there to people now so that they really drum up Bryce so that they get the Texans to jump. If the Texans were going to jump at Chicago for the number one pick, if they were actually offered, as Ryan Pohl said, a first-round pick to Chicago, then if you're Carolina and you like C.J. Stroud, there is no reason for you not to get the Texans to try to jump up there and give you an extra pick, right?
If you love Stroud, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You put it out there as much as you can that you want Bryce Young.
Right.
So I'm trying to sift through all that right now. Like,
well, on paper, Jeff Darlington was on this morning, and he said the only reason teams will leak anything is, one, they want the information out there, or they believe that you can keep a secret.
Right.
That's the only reason. Those are the only two reasons that teams will ever tell you their strategy, is they want that information out there.
It's true.
And, well, but what, listen, if I'm the Panthers, we like Bryce Young. What? What are you going to do about it? What?
Okay, so what about, all right, I'm just trying to go conspiracy theory.
We've got the number one pick. What?
Right. But if you knew you could go flip-flop 2-1 and still get your guy. So we heard, so I'm just going to go conspiracy theories for a second. Okay, so what about if Josh McCown was heard on audio, because CJ was mic'd up, or maybe Josh was mic'd up, or they had a boom mic there, or whatever, saying, play basketball. You remember the comment, oh, well, we'll play at your house in Carolina, right? Josh McCown, who's their quarterback coach now, made the comment to CJ Stroud about basketball. They talked about playing basketball against each other, and that we'll play at your house in Carolina, or when you get a house in Carolina, something like that. Now, that was caught on the mic.
Right.
What if they're trying to throw it off now? Once again, this is totally conspiracy.
What if they were trying to throw it off then?
But what if they thought it was that they needed to start selling Houston? Or after the Peter King interview came out, they said, hey, if Houston was willing to give up a first, I mean, they're probably going to want somebody who is going to be the most popular pick, or the guy they maybe consider the best quarterback. Like, what if it's Bryce Young? I'm having a hypothetical conversation. You think they would have given up a one for Bryce Young? You think that's who they're moving up for? It's possible. I've seen it in a lot of people are mocking him. The guy in Houston who works at NFL, who's been in Houston forever, he's got them, Bryce Young. I saw him tweet something about they love Bryce Young. Why don't we just, because this is how things can happen.
Yeah.
Why don't we just really, let's start putting it out there to some people that we love Bryce Young and Bryce is going to be the guy. We'll just put that out there, and let's see if we can get a bite from Houston with Bryce Young. They were going to bite with Chicago. We'll see if we can get them to bite.
Yep.
And then, well, what can we get for them? Well, I mean, let's try to get 12. Okay, what else? I mean, maybe take their second this year and a second next year. Worst case scenario, this could be in play too. is they could be getting Houston gassed up so they bite. Now, here's the difference. If I'm Nick, I sit tight. I sit tight. Because even if it's not Bryce, even if you don't drive Bryce, it's not worth losing the draft. I'm just to the point where I'm like, you know what? It's not worth losing the draft capital. Because here's what's going to happen. If you like CJ, draft CJ. Even if you like Bryce better and you like CJ, you think you like CJ, you draft CJ. If you don't like CJ and you like Will Levis or you like Anthony Richardson, move back.
Yeah.
And if you want to package and buy a, because when you move back, it's going to get you a lot.
We'll find out after that Bryce Young, because I just can't believe that the Panthers would take CJ Stroud with the first pick. I just can't believe it. After Bryce Young is announced, we'll find out where the Texans are on CJ Stroud, Will Levis, because if they trade out of there, if they take the pick, I just don't see him taking CJ Stroud. I just don't. I don't know why.
The Texans?
Yeah. I just don't see it. I don't see either the Panthers or the Texans taking CJ Stroud.
Then who's going to take him?
I think that's why Arizona is a very, very, very is in a nice spot.
So you think CJ Stroud might fall out of the top? Well, I mean, I had him falling to four.
No, hey, I think he'll go three. Somebody will
I don't
up.
Buy anything into this Anthony Richardson one. I don't buy that at all.
I don't know. I ain't having a,
no they're not going to put that no much of a chance on a way. Guy whose tape is zero that chance. Spotty. Yeah, no There's way. No chance.
Let's talk a little patios when we come back. 713-780-3776. If you got any thoughts on this, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Let's talk about patios.
Texas Custom Patios. How does that work? Well, you go to the website, texascustompatios.com. You click the button where you can consult with them. You set up a visit, a consultation where they can, you know, they can come out, they'll measure some areas of your backyard and they'll see what, you know, your space looks like. And they'll be able to tell right away what they can build for you. They can build something for everyone. It's typically going to be freestanding, but I mean, built onto your home, but they have built freestanding before. Of course, they do that with pool houses and they do swimming pools now, which are really great. I mean, they can do the entire backyard. If you've got a big build out, oh, they'll do outdoor living space, fire pit, fireplace, television, multiple televisions, your outdoor bar, your outdoor kitchen, an island where people can sit and enjoy themselves. They can do swimming pools, pool houses. I mean, they can do it all for you if you like. But I can tell you the quality of the work is really great. They give you a lifelike rendering so you see exactly what it's going to look like. And they can walk you through the entire process. They're very transparent, and you get more than what you paid for with my friends over at Texas Custom Patios. Go to texascustompatios.com. That's texascustompatios.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yep. Play-in starts tonight, huh?
Yeah. Shout out to the Hawks. Let's do this, Hawks.
We need the Hawks.
Let's do this, Hawks.
We need this, Hawks. We need the Hawks.
Now, the Hawks win and lose consecutively. It's like win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. What did they do last, win or lose? I think they may have won their last game of the year because Trey had a bunch of points. The Hawks are already like, yeah, Trey's for sale. But y'all just make an offer. We can't wait to get rid of this guy.
He's already for sale?
Yeah, it came out yesterday. The Hawks are willing to, are willing to deal
Ball
Trey
Sack? Did Ball Sack put this up? They lost last game?
No, probably.
Oh, they had lost two in a row. But they had won three in a row.
They had?
Yeah. Oh. So they lost two in a row. They're going to lose three in a row because they had won three in a row.
No, they stayed. The symmetry is amazing with the Hawks. It's incredible if you haven't heard about it.
No, they had loss, win, win, loss, win, loss, win, win, loss, win, loss, win. Loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, 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 loss, loss. It is.
Here comes loss.
It's amazing.
One of the things that is, one of the things that's interesting is the play-in, the play-in situation with Rockets not involved again this year. But
They're not?
With the, no, we'll have some sound from Rafael Stone in a little bit. But
Not making the playoffs?
Just Rockets in general.
Oh, okay.
But one of the things that's interesting is when you get a player who sometimes the addition by subtraction is a real thing. It's actually a real thing. We saw with the Nets with Kyrie, and then they were able to add players who helped them. You can say what you want. The Mavericks went in a tank after they traded for Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook. Once the Lakers got rid of Russell Westbrook and Austin Reeves took over with more minutes, because he was averaging like pre-All-Star break, Austin Reeves was averaging 27.9 minutes a game, shooting 49% from the field, 37 from three, averaged 10.5 points a game, 2.2 assists. Once Austin Reeves' minutes went up to 30.4.
You're supposed to be talking about him during White MVP Awareness Month?
I can't right now until he becomes an MVP candidate, and then I need to make people aware.
Well, I think you're promoting how good he is.
Well, I'm not
during
trying.
White MVP Awareness.
Yeah. You're the one who coined it. Like Kendrick brought awareness to the situation. So since the All-Star break, Austin Reeves is shooting 57.8% from the field, which is extraordinarily high, 44% from three, 85% from the free throw line, but he's averaging 5.5 assists and 17.6 points per game. Like, and RJ, you're a Laker fan. Every time I look up, ESPN has Laker highlights. Every time I look up, Austin Reeves is every other highlight. His ability to get to his shots, the level of play that he's playing at, number one, he's shooting the eyes out of the ball. But I think this is triggered now. You've got LeBron healthy. You've got Anthony Davis playing well. And you've got Austin Reeves, who really, frankly, you subtract the subtraction of Westbrook, highly inefficient, and the addition of a good shooter and a more efficient player who's coming into his prime as opposed to on the decline. Man, what a difference that has made. I mean, that's how little things, what feels little, can turn into really big things.
I think it also helped that LeBron was out for so many games. I think it gave Austin Reeves an opportunity to get into the starting role. They had moved him, but they had kept him on the bench, and Malik Beasley really hasn't been what the Lakers have thought. So they said, let's try Austin Reeves. He's been here, probably fits in that two-guard combo guard position better than maybe a Malik Beasley who we're having out there as a shooter. And he's really shown up. And then when you have a guy like D'Angelo Russell, who's just kind of this unselfish guy, I can hit a three or I can set up the offense, Austin Reeves can handle the ball as well. I think it's really given a lot for Austin Reeves as to show what he has as a playmaker. This guy's going to get paid at the end of the year. But to talk about your MVP prospects, if we were playing under the new CBA, he was one game off. You have to play at least 65 games in order to be qualified. He only played 64.
Austin
Reeves would not have won the MVP.
Which is good, because we don't need any more white candidates for MVP.
Right, right.
Thank goodness.
According to you or Kendrick?
To Kendrick Perkins, we don't. Yeah, it's. We don't need any more white MVPs month, and awareness month.
And to be sure, he said it's not because he doesn't think he's a good player. Well, he did say pads of stats, but it's also he just can't get on board with him winning that many and having Kobe not have that many. So we got to keep him out so that nobody.
So that he doesn't have more than Kobe.
It's just, it makes people feel bad that Kobe had. Hey, Steve Nash had more than my favorite player, Hakeem Olajuwon. Steve just played in a down year and a down time in the NBA when there was not as many candidates. And frankly, he really benefited from Mike D'Antoni's system back then.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really benefited. But on a serious note, that is a big deal, though, to find just a simple thing like Austin Reeves getting more playing time. Oh. Alex Caruso was an important Laker as well at one point. These are guys you kind of joke around about, and all of a sudden it's like, and let me give LeBron a lot of credit here. LeBron does a great player, better than Jordan at this, of trusting teammates. And Jordan got good at trusting certain teammates. But LeBron allows players to become who they're going to become. Like, he's really good at stepping aside, not too far aside, and he doesn't need to, but allowing an Austin Reeves to become an Austin Reeves. I think they feel comfortable playing with him. He's not I don't think he's a tyrant, which is a very important prospect in terms of having a player reach his potential like Austin Reeves. I think that's one of the things that LeBron has always been really good about with young players.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I think that's a positive that needs to be pointed out.
Yep.
I mean, can they win the – oh, my God, can you imagine the LeBroners, how insufferable they would be if LeBron won a title this year?
This one in here?
Of all – no, he's not a LeBroner.
No.
He's not a LeBroner. Don't say that out loud then, John.
No, but a Laker.
You can hear from the hall.
Yeah.
No. He's a Kobe guy.
I know, but he's he's Kobe a Laker.
Kobe guys
I don't even
not,
want to hear Lakers. I don't want to hear any LA Kobe fans guys of any not, sport Kobe, ever again.
Kobe guys are not LeBron guys. They're not the same guy.
Preach on it.
They're not even close. As a matter of fact, if you're a card-carrying Kobe guy, you probably don't like LeBron.
Since the Dodgers and their crap, I don't want to see any LA team win anything ever. Okay, ever in any sport, LA blows. Okay, after all of this, the trash can pounding and how holier than thou and how butthurt and how hypocritical Dodgers fans have been, I don't want any LA team ever to win anything. Screw LA.
Yeah, no, I don't either. But that's why I say, can you imagine LeBron coming from play-in status and almost falling out of the play-in to winning a title?
No, I can't see it.
Well, then your boy Austin Reeves needs to slow down because he's shooting 55 from three.
Screw him.
Since the All-Star break.
Austin Reeves now.
I mean, in the month of April. Austin Reeves right now in April is averaging 20 points a game, 5 assists, and he's shooting 52% from three. You need to go get your boy. You need to slow your boy down.
You need to. You know what? If I commit a crime, is John Daspit going to be there?
No, because he's not a criminal defense lawyer.
Oh, okay.
So he's not going to be there for you. I want to make this abundantly clear to all of you. If you commit a crime, you can call Carlos, or not Carlos's guy. You can call John's guy and Carlos's guy for crimes or whatever. My guy's personal injury. Do not lose his number if you've got a criminal case. That's not what he's doing. Not that he couldn't. He's very, very good at everything he does in the court of law. But he specializes in personal injury law. I don't know what he did when he was at Fulbright Jaworski. A lot of you have heard they've been like really a top-notch law firm for years. And John was one of the biggest and best there when he was there. And then he went out on his own because he wanted to. You know, John's kind of an alpha. Like he wants to. He has an idea of how he wants it done, and he gets it done. And that's one of the reasons he's so successful. He demands a lot of the people who work for him because, you know what, you deserve it. You as a paying customer, and you don't pay anything unless you win your case, but you deserve it. If you've been hurt by another person's negligence, an 18-wheeler crash, a refinery blast, whatever the case may be, people get hurt all the time through no fault of their own. And what they find is that, okay, you've got hospital bills, obviously, but then are you missing time at work? Are you going to have to go to physical therapy? Do you know how long that injury is going to last? Because it could turn into one of those things where your back just hurts forever, right? The old pain and suffering one. The pain and suffering is a real thing because many people will go through these issues for a long, long time. And that's why John Daspit fights for you on the front end. He is going to make sure that somebody takes care of you and does the job that they're supposed to do because it wasn't your fault. So make sure that you have John Daspit, who's passionately pursuing justice for the injured. It is John Daspit Law Firm, DASPITlaw.com, or you can simply make a phone call to 713-322-HURT.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let's get back to the Astros. Let's get back to Fromber's night last night. What'd you think of Fromber last night?
It was good. It was solid. I mean, I've seen a better version of Fromber, but it was fine. I like seeing him get back into a groove.
One thing it was weird, G-Man homers off him.
Yeah.
That's
not the first time. I think he got him back in 2022 during the weirdo season. During the the Dodgers bubble.
If I'm not mistaken, only one guy took him, one lefty took him deep last year. One.
I'm pretty sure that's the
probably
case.
Probably accurate because everything's biting down and out on them.
Yeah, it's weird for him to give up a home run to a left-handed batter. Just weird.
He only gave up like 7 for the year, so you're probably right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And there are only, I think, 3 or 4 extra base hits total by lefties all year long against him. So that was odd that that happened. 5 walks and a hit batter. That's,
yeah. Well, no.
He nibbles.
Well, yeah, but that's
and
kind
he
of
gets, he stays down in the zone.
But he got locked in when he needed to.
Yes.
That's kind of who he is. Like, but when he starts missing, he starts missing. The hit batter and the 5 walks show you that he wasn't dialed into location. But when he needed to get outs, he got outs.
Here's Dusty talking about Fromber's night last night.
He didn't have command of his breaking ball tonight, but he had a real good changeup, and he always has a, you know, good sinker. You know, he helped himself on the mound because he's been really working on balls back through the box. You know what I mean? That was a heck of a play that he made at second base, and then we had to make a decision to have him face one more batter, and I said, well, if anybody can throw a double play, it's Fromber. So he cut down on the strikeouts. You know, I don't think we hit any out of the park, but we got a lot of singles. And we got some key hits from some guys, and it feels good to score some runs.
Yeah. No. Yeah, they jumped on him early. They jumped on Contreras early, and they just destroyed him. So that was good. Chaz McCormick in the leadoff. Fromber throw 5 walks in 3 seconds. But he only gave up a couple of hits. So, I mean, that was nice. I think, what did he give up? Two, three hits all game long. I think they only had 3 hits on the night. So, nice job by Fromber overall. But he did have problems. He had runners on all the time.
Uh-huh.
But he got out of his jams.
It's mentally
what
tough.
Does. It's
what Fromber's gotten so mentally
He's gotten
tough,
so much
man.
Better.
God, he is so mentally tough, and that's what you want, actually. You want guys to get in situations and get out of them because, I mean, you don't want them to always be in situations. You just want to know when it happens that they can get out. I have no doubt that Fromber can get himself out of a mess. I remember there was a guy, and I know you'll remember him, John, Tim Redding. And Tim Redding was years ago, early 2000s. Tim Redding had pretty good stuff, actually, like right 2000-ish. He had pretty good stuff.
So small.
And he would be, was he that small?
Oh, yeah.
He would be cruising for 3 or 4 innings, and as soon as he ran into trouble, it would disintegrate. Yeah. Like, he would have the worst inning. He had no, it was like the mentality to get out of that, he didn't have it. Lance McCullers used to have that same issue, and McCullers just kind of worked past it. Because that used to be a McCullers issue, too. When he got on a roll, you were cooked. But if McCullers got into some trouble, and you could even see it on his face. There was a level of stress that showed on his face.
Yep.
And every once in a while, you still see it. When he couldn't throw, you know, his fastball for a strike, it was, well, a lot of times he wouldn't even try. He would just go to the curveball. That was his, you know, that was his comfort zone. But Fromber has been in the, he's been in the fireplace before and gotten himself out. It's not a problem for him.
Yep. 10 games in, batting average throughout the league is up 16 points. At this time last year, a comparable time last year, the league was hitting .233, and it's up to .249 right now. You know what's up markedly is singles. Singles are up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the shift isn't there, you've got a lot more of those seeing eye.
We've seen it.
Pulled balls, getting through.
We've seen it for and against the Astros. Yes. We saw who got beat up with the – oh, it was Connor Brown in his first start got beat up with opposite field hits where people were just trying to, you know, put bat on ball.
Right. Well, you know, now it's, you know, it's good. Those balls that are going up the middle on your side, you know, left-handed batter – right of second base, those are getting through as opposed to having 3 guys over there. And
well, but you do have, I mean, they're right on top of second base to the other side.
Yeah, but they're still getting through. I mean, if you hit it with any kind of velocity, or if it comes off the bat with any kind of velocity, it's getting through now where it wasn't getting through before. Games are down, average time, a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
There are, what else is happening now? Batting average is up. Game time is down. It's the lowest it's been since 1984. So that is a positive. Everybody is feeling like we've gotten violations. There's actually 0.89 violations per game. So about almost one a game, there's a pitch clock violation by pitchers, but some by hitters and actually some by catchers as well. That's happening. So it's actually a better game right now, though. Do you even notice it? I just feel like the game is there's more activity. Fielders are saying it just feels like we're in the game all the time now. It's not – there's that dead time is gone. It just feels like – it actually feels a lot better
bad.
To me.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all. I think for me, it is – I don't even notice it when I watch a lot of times now. Now that you don't – like you have to go find – the clock is in the bottom right. And I was showing my daughter, and we were talking about it. And she said, oh, no, they never did. I said, no, they never did. I said, when we go, because we've got tickets for 5 different games this year. I bought a little mini pack, and it starts April. I know we got one, I think April 14th is our first one. We're doing one game a month. I'm taking the kids. So, because it's not cheap when you take, when you buy the tickets.
But are you getting the Wednesday night hot dog nights or Tuesday night, whatever that is?
I got different days. I actually made the mistake of thinking it was, what is it now? It's Wednesday. It used to be Tuesday,
don't
or is
know.
It used
no
to be Wednesday?
That,
yeah, it's screwed up. Yeah. I got the hot dog on a, I got oh, the
but
day
do you
on
have
a different
any ring
day.
Nights?
What's that?
Do you have any ring nights?
We'll find out. I don't know. I got them about a month ago, but I just know that I told my kids, I said, hey, these games are going to go a lot quicker now because of these rule changes. And so, you know, we may make it all the way to the 8th inning this time, guys.
What? No, you don't leave early, do you?
We may make it to the 8th inning this time, guys. Depends
you
on what's
leave
going
the
on.
Game early when
depends
you bring
on
your
what's
kids
going on.
To the game.
Depends on what's you're going on. Poor is Daddy going to get stuck in traffic? I am not.
Is Daddy a bad father? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
You know what?
You take your kid to the game and leave early.
Okay. We left whenever somebody jinxed the note. We were there when the Astros were getting... The Astros had the no-hitter. We were there when the Astros had the no-hitter.
And you left the game?
No. We stayed until there was no no-hitter. It was who screwed up
you're
the no-hitter last
person.
Year? It was Phil Maton. When Maton screwed up, remember, and then his brother got a hit off of him. He punched a wall and he was out.
Yeah,
we were at that game.
You were at that game? Mm-hmm. Oh, and you left. Congratulations.
No, we didn't leave until actually stayed.
Until
Maton, I'm like, we can't leave until we see
Maton
if there's a no.
It all.
Once Maton screwed it, I'm like, not Maton! I was so pissed off.
It was Maton on Maton violence.
Yeah, and then, like, as soon as he gave it to hit, let's go. Actually, almost
everybody,
the whole stadium did that.
Yeah. That's when you hit traffic. Brandon Ally joining us on next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll explain S2. S2 explained next. Right now, though, it's Chastang Ford. I can explain that to you. It's awesome. Chastang Ford is the best. Chastang Ford is where I will buy all of my vehicles. Chastang Ford is where I got my Lightning. It's where I got my Expedition. And I just can't tell you how much I love those vehicles and what a great deal I got on them. And you're going to get that same deal. Sure, I speak for them and I know them. But it's going to be like you know them too. It's going to be like you have a friend at Chastang Ford. They are going to get you that F-150 on the lot right now at 0-0-0. There's nothing down. No payments for 90 days and no interest. 0% financing for 36 months. This is a ridiculous thing going on right now at Chastang Ford. You're not going to find it elsewhere, and you are not. It's unbelievable in this car atmosphere that this is happening at Chastang Ford, but it is happening. And it's happening because they want to get you in that Ford car or truck at the best price you can possibly get. Where are your payments going to be? Chastang Ford finds that out first, and then you work from there. They are going to get you the best deal you possibly can have at Chastang Ford every single time. You're valuable to them. You'll be part of the family. ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.